Okay, so last time, wasn't last, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about the Indian of River Ivenu, Ugalin Merel Manshmecha. That means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly working on, Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly working on creating the Geula, bringing the Geula, and everything that's happening, all the steps that happen, are there to put together the Geula. So, bring the Geula closer. So everyone's always busy. Oh, because said this is Mashiach, it's not Mashiach, and then it doesn't happen. So, what's pshat? So, the idea is we just mentioned very quickly, but I want to speak out now. So, Mamash Amori Dika Shtikel from the Goyin. Basically, I just say over the Goyin that the answer to that question, that Lachaira, if these are supposed to be steps in the Geula, so what happens, Lamaisa? That we get disappointed, it doesn't happen, it doesn't work out. What's pshat? So, first of all, we said that if the geula from the tzara is there to bring the geula, ultimate geula, the geula shlema, closer, so it has to be that taka, the geula from the tzara is going to be a step closer in the process. How's it a step closer? After the geula comes, your makkah that comes from Bar Olam, so then that brings you a step closer to the geula. But if after the geula comes, you're still not thinking that it's Bar Olam, you're still in the Hester Panim, you still think, fakir, maybe now it's even worse, because beforehand I thought that I was shvacher. Then whatever Oyev is coming or whatever Tsar is there. And now I think I'm greater, so it's even worse. But if a person realizes Taka's Boy Oilam that brought the Geula, so then Taka, that Tsar helped get it closer to the process. So and it could be that really this is a schia, a schos gufa in getting the geula. We say in the davening, Shemir Yisrael, Shemir Sheir Yisrael, Vayoyivad Yisrael, Ha'im Shema Yisrael. So Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu should save Klal Yisrael on the schos that they say Shema Yisrael. And then he says, Shemir Gar Echad. Why? Because the Miyachtim Shemcha Hashem Lakein Hashem Echad. So why are we focusing on this thing that we say Shema Yisrael? That's why we should be zoichet to the geula. So in the Siddur Agroi brings, this is Betzem Makar for this is in the Pasuk itself. Because it says by the Meshuach Mochama, it says, Shema Yisrael, Hine Atem Holchem Ayim Mochama, Kenegar Avechem, whatever it says. And the Rashi brings down from Chazal, that Afilu Ein Lachem Elos Chus, Shema Yisrael Bovad, then you could be Zoiche. And the Maral, and the Gorari bring asks the Kashan Rashi. Rashi brings it down in Mishpah, in Parashat Shoftim. And he says, what do you mean, Ein Lachem Elos Chus, Shema Yisrael? The Gemara says that even if you're Medat, Soch Ben Tefillin, what's Tefillin, you have to go back Marachem Elchama. So now you're telling me that if you only have the Chus of Shema Yisrael, it's enough that you could be Zoichet to win the Melchama? So the Maral says, Pshat is because once you're Miyachid and you realize that Einan Milvada, and you realize Hashem Echad, so Melela, in that Hakara, there's no Oivim in front of you anymore. So if there's no Oivim, so you win, because the Oivim don't exist. But I think, if you look over here in the Siach Yitzchak, he's saying another Knech, is that the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the Geula to those that are going to be makir at the end. He brought the Geula. So if a person says Shema Yisrael, if a person has this midah of Hashem Echad, so they're going to end up being makir when the Geula comes that it came from Bar Olam. So Memela, that's the schus to win, because at the end, that's going to be the hakar of the people. They're not going to attribute it to anything else. So the point is that if a person is Shema Yisrael, Shema Kein, Hashem Echad, a person has that schus, so that's Gufa's schus to win, because Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Geula to those that are going to be makir, that he's the one that's bringing the Geula at the end. So this idea is mamash mefurish in the Goyin. I have to go through it slow, shtickle, but there's Gemaras in Bechiris, the stories of Rabbi Shimon Chanani and the Saba de Beatuna. So basically, the Caesar of Rome wanted Rabbi Shimon Chanani to debate with the Saba de Beatuna, and they asked him funny riddles, and he gives answers, and it's hard to read the Gemara. So the Goyin learns that the entire Shakavatari over there was about the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. That every question what they were asking was, they were asking to prove a point that they, Klal Yisrael is not the chosen people. Klai Yisrael, Kesh Gemara doesn't care about Klai Yisrael anymore. He forgot about Klai Yisrael. V'haraya, you have all these tzaras. And if you were really the people of Hashem, would you be have no money? Would you have barely have your own avodah? You don't even have. You don't even have your Torah. You don't and for sure even ruchnius you don't have. Let alone gashmius for sure. Your mamish the worst of the nation. And every one of these funny riddles is bringing out another nekuda how they're trying to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about it about Klai Yisrael. And he answers, no, this is the fakert. Why that's not akasha. If anything, it's right the other way. But the first hakdama, before he was even sent there, was a shiloh like this. Amalei Kesar Rabbi Shur ben Chananya. He asked him, Nachash lekama mi'abar moilid. What's the gestation period? What's the ibor of a nachash? How long does it take for a nachash to give birth? How long is the nachash me'ubar before it gives birth? So Rabbi Shur ben Chananya said 7 years. So the Kesar said, Vasabit be'atuna, tested it out, they brought a nachash, they made it the nachash, and it gave birth after 3 years. So you see that the zman of leidas hanachash is 3 years, not 7 years. And he said, they took a nachash that was already 4 years pregnant, and the mamela happened after 3 years. So then he said, but haloi, they're chachamim. The Kesar said, but they're chachamim. So he said, anan chachim and tvei, we're more chacham than them. So this was the first debate about this thing. This is not much the fundamental yesod of the whole thing. This question. So Goyin learns that the Goyin learns like this. Nachash is b'gematria Mashiach, and Nachash is a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's basically a pasuk. It says Achar Boel Avigail Bas Nachash, and Gemara says Nachash was her father. Gemara Basra Bas Nachash Havai. So Gemara says she was Bas Yishai. So Nachash is Mashiach. Nachash is Baz Yishai. So the Gezer, Yetzir Choytim, Geza Yishai. So the Mashiach comes from Yishai. So the Leidas Nachash means how long does it take for Mashiach to come? That was the Shaila. Means that the Ibor of the Nachash is the Chevle Mashiach. Chevle Mashiach, Chevle Mashiach, it's like the Chevle Leida, is the Tsar of the birthing process of bringing Mashiach. So the Chevle Leida means the Chevle Mashiach is the Ibor Zman, that you go through those Chavalim, that's the Zman of the Ibor, until eventually Mashiach is born. So the how long does it take for the Nachash to be born means how long do you have to endure. How long is the process to bring about Mashiach? So he said 7 years. They said 3 years. What's going on over there? So Goyin says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Tan Rabbana Shavua Sheben David Ba. What happens the 7 years leading up to Mashiach? So the Gemara says basically like this: Shana Rishayna is a shtickle Rav. Shlishis is a big Rav. Shanis is already full Rav. Shlishis is mamish people dying out of starvation. The fourth year, Soiva ve'ena Soiva. So the first 4 years are pretty bad. Bad news. The fifth year, Bechamishis Soiva Godol, V'tar Chazes Lomdea, Bashishis Koilis, Bashvisis Mochomais, and then Mashiach comes. So that's the 7 years leading up to Mashiach. So Melech Rabbi Shmuel Chanani says, this is the Zman Ibor, this is the Zman of the Ibor Mashiach, this 7 years process. What did they say back? They say back, the Ibor is only 3 years. Well, what are they saying? It's not unbelievable. He says that they only believe that what could bring to Mashiach is the last 3 years. What's the last 3 years? So you have a Gadol, Mechomes, Koilos, the Tzaris that lead up to it, the first 4 years, that can't be being part of the Mashiach. Because Baruch Hu loves you, then he's not going to put you through that process. And it doesn't make sense that there should be tzaras to the people he's gufa trying to bring Mashiach to. So says the Goyin that what they were saying is that you're going through all these tzaras. It's a raya that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgot about you. You're claiming that there's a Mashiach involved. Mashiach's the last 3 years. Mashiach is when we see 3 years. That's the Chevel Leida of the Nachash. It's the 3 years. And they, a goy kenisht vashtein that the tzaris is gufa getting us closer. So what does the Yid say? The Yid said, Rabbi Shimon Chanani said, no, the whole 7 years is gufa part of the process. So Mamela, this that you're seeing by us, tzaris, Fakir, it's not tzaras. It's gufa part of the chevelil leida of the Mashiach. The first 4 years is also part of the process. So you think it's going to come from the 3 years? Yeah, because you took a nachash, I was already 4 years pregnant. You can't survive, you can't be matzliach with the first three if you didn't have the first four. That's the same pshat. So then the Goyin says a lashon like this, but this is the part that's very important. So the Goyin says that, so what happens, Lamaisa? But Lamaisa, the Goyim are saying, you got stuck every time after the 4 years. The 4 years, sorry, you're claiming it's Chevel Mashiach. Chevel Mashiach, very nice, but what happens? Lamaisa is supposed to be, it's supposed to be Firois and something. So Zok, the Goyin, then no. Kibin Shaloi Zachinu Adayin, Lamaisa, we were never Zoich after the 4th year. Avopishin is Aber Knesset Strom Mashiach. Knesset saw there's an Ibor Chal, there's a part of the process of the Leida, Mapela, so I said, but there's the Apollo. So the Kleisel miscarries the Ibor, the Chevel Mashiach, and it doesn't turn into Mashiach. And he says, when does that happen? So he says, and he says it again, he says, he says, V'yadua, Shereva mapilim l'chamisha. So the Apollo happens after the 4th and the 5th year. So what's pshat? So what happens in the 5th year? The 5th year is when it's already soiv agadol. Means you're out of the tzaras. So that means Hashem is busy preparing you during the tzaras. And during the tzaras, Klal Yisrael can handle knowing that Mashiach's coming. Now, it's very easy, but there's a certain understanding b'shas tzara that Mashiach's coming because, I don't know, maybe people are desperate, whatever it could be. What's the test, right? So the b'shas tzara, Klal Yisrael knows it's Mashiach's coming. The first 4 years is constantly, there's an Ibra happening, it's going. When's the test? Test here is Roiv Mapilo is b'chamishi. The problem is that when it gets to Soiv Gadol, that's when the test really happens. Because now you're not in the tzar anymore. So now what happens? So now you're not in the tzar. So do you think, oh yeah, so, you know, I'm good now. So now you forget that it was the tzar that got you here, and you forget the Bar Olam took you out of the tzar. The sakana of the 5th year is that you start forgetting about what you needed to get out of the first four. So Memela, Avada, all 7 years is part of the process. And it's not working. The problem is not during the 4 years. The problem is in the 5th year. The problem is when the Soiv HaGadol happens and you're out of the tzaras, how do you react to being out of the tzar? Do you react and say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the tzar? Do you forget about that? Like the person that calls up the Rav and says, they found something on my skin, the cells, and they're very nervous, and they're sending it to test, and it could be it's a cancerous thing, and I'm very afraid, I want to meet with the Rav to discuss what I should take on as a Kabbalah or whatever. So the guy never calls back. So the Rav calls him up. So what happens? Says, oh, nothing happens. The test came back negative. Okay. So b'shas ma'isa, everything b'shas the scare. So you know, but then what happens b'soiv agadol? That this is the test. So according to the Goyin, this shtickle we're saying last time was shtickle being mashiach. It's mafurish. That he's saying that this idea that the mapelas b'chamishis is all the test of how to get out of it, is what happens when getting out of the tzar. It's not so much in the tzar, oh, it's come Mashiach, it's come Mashiach. Maybe in the chanami, it's come Mashiach. That's not the test. The test is, so it's not a kash. Everyone's right all the time. Everyone's taka right. This is Mashiach, and they're 100% right. That's going to, if you won't be right, then it's like thinking like the Sabbath de Beatuna, that it's only what brings Mashiach is the 3 Avada there, you're right. But Lamaisa, if you don't react b'chamishis properly and say, this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's Mapelas, I say. Then the first 4 years is Mapelas. This idea also, the Goyin says, Pshat in the Pasuk, this idea we started, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the Gula to those that are Makir, that the Gula comes from him. So the Goyin says, "V'ani b'chazdecho v'tachti yogel libi b'shuasecha asher l'Hashem ki gamal alai." So the Goyin says like this. He says, "Shlemas habitachon hu kasher yimsa b'sholish zmanim." You have to have bitachon 3 times. One, kasher hu be'es tzara, in the es tzara itself. So then ani bechaz dechavatachti. I want to get out of the tzara. So I have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you need bitachon kasher yavol lo Yeshua. When already the Yeshua is happening, lo yivakesh Yeshua b'nei adam rak meis Hashem. But then the next thing is that I want the Yeshua to come from only you, and be makir that the Yeshua comes from you. So yogelibi b'shua secha, that comes. Then kasher yeshia loy, he has to remember v'lo yishkach Yeshua say. And don't forget and think it comes from somebody else. Oz hu abitachon b'shleimus. So he says b'yom tzarasi batachti. Began b'yeshuasi during the time of the Yeshua. Yogelibi b'shua secha ki lo bekashti mizulasi. And then even after the fact, it's still a nisayon. Even after the fact. Remember, that only came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashir al Hashem kasher toshia lo zeroi v'imina Ashir al Hashem kigom alai, that he knows that Yeshua came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's three shlavim. It's in bitachon itself. The bitachon is mechayiv, not just b'shas v'tzar. It's mechayiv even afterwards to the mimakir this inyan. So it's Hashem when she be zoichet to get out of the tzara, and it's Hashem when we get out of the tzara to be makir that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.